Troy Rank joins us, brought to you by ROX, R-O-X, ROX Heating and Air. Hi, Troy. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Were you surprised by the announcement today?
I was. I thought there might be a situation where Elway, behind the scenes, relinquished some authority but kept his role to do it in a public fashion and basically allow him kind of the dignity to move upstairs, promote himself while stepping down from the other role. I was surprised by that, but I absolutely think it's the right decision. You know, the right decision would probably be just completely clean house, but as you've outlined, without new ownership and that create that mess there, I don't know that that's possible. But this is not the job for John Elway. We've talked about that. Like, it's a 70 to 80 work week job. That's not what he signed up for. He signed to compete for championships and have veteran teams with players kind of running the show, not trying to do a rebuild. So this is a great decision, I think, by him. He should be, his legacy will always be secure. Now the key is he's got to give this new GM independence and authority. He's going to meddle some, I'm sure, because of his competitive nature. But if you're going to bring in a fresh set of eyes, you have to trust what those eyes see and tell you, and you're not going to like it, trust me. But you've got to do that if you want this franchise to get out of the ditch it's currently in.
Troy, so many things about this just feel backwards to me because, you know, if you're taking away GM responsibilities from John Elway, I'm not entirely sure why you'd want him to hand-select the next GM. With Vic Fangio is sitting here after 2 years with 12 wins, I don't know why we would really want him to hand-select the next GM. We don't have an owner that is selecting the next GM. So who is really selecting the next GM?
Well, it's really Elway, because who else would do it? Fangio's not qualified. He's barely even shown he's qualified to be a coach, head coach, let alone a GM. You know, and Ellis will be involved. I've been told it will be John Elway hiring the next GM with input from Fangio and Ellis. But they need to find someone and then let that person do their job. And it's not ideal. You're right. If John were really stepping aside, you know, either say it's the Ozzie Newsome type role. Well, the difference with Newsom is they had a hand-picked successor in the building. That's when you usually transition like this. It's unusual to transition from your GM to then hire his replacement outside the building. That is unusual. I will give you that, Tyler. But they got to find a way to get the right person in and let that person do their job. Because what they're doing now is clearly not working.
Yeah, but okay, to that point, how do you know the GM they hire is going to have the same traditional role that traditional GMs have? How do you know they won't reinvent the entire position and it will look more like Brett Veach in Kansas City or Brandon Bean in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. And I do believe this is my theory on this, D-Mac. Initially, Elway's probably going to be a little more involved than you would like as kind of the former GM, but he's going to like, when the training camp rolls around, that he doesn't have to be involved in the daily roster and mechanics, that he doesn't have to be involved with the waiver wire and that stuff. And I think he will then start to relinquish more authority, and that GM, you'd hope she's ready, starts making the right decisions, and then starts kind of running the show. Because you can't have Elway kind of running it and Fangio kind of running it and the new GM, who's probably never done the job before, kind of running it. That's a recipe for disaster. Again, the key is you got to trust this person to come in and do the job. That's what made Pat Bowlen so great as an owner. He hired people to do their job and then held them accountable to that. But he didn't meddle. That's what Elway, I would hope, would learn from this, is if you're going to hire a GM, let that person do the job. Don't still pretend to be the GM. You had your run. Let this person make decisions.
Troy, we've got teams like Atlanta, Detroit, Jacksonville, Houston. There's more, all without a GM right now. In comparison to these other teams, how attractive is the Denver job?
Yeah, it's tough because of the ownership situation that's unsettled. You know, how long will Joe Ellis be here? Is it a couple more years? How long is this ownership situation going to go to where there's, you know, is there going to be some kind of resolution with them selling the team? And obviously, if the team goes up for sale, if you're a GM, you're unlikely to keep your job. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. So it's not ideal. But if you've never been a GM and that's been your goal, there's only 32 of these jobs. in a couple of years, you might be able to make your mark, whether it's here or enough to keep you in the GM cycle, if we speak that way. So it's not the perfect job. It's not. There's no way around that.
Right.
But it could be a good job for someone who's always wanted to be a GM.
Right.
And perhaps never, you know, is not going to land a marquee job, but can make his name in this job.
Right. Which is why, agreed, a guy like Adam Peters or Champ Kelly makes sense. And why a guy, I mean, some people are texting in Mike Shanahan. I mean, please. I mean, that's ridiculous. And Gary.
What about Kubiak?
Well, Kubiak's not ridiculous if Elway.
He just retired today. Coincidental timing.
Yeah, Kubiak is not ridiculous if Elway truly has that kind of power. And I, you know, okay. I mean, you sell me on that. I just don't see it, Troy. How do you see it? Who do you think? Give me, with everything you know, Troy, give me two or three guys to you that make not what you want, but make the most sense to you.
I do think familiarity will play a role because of the weird nature of this whole decision. That's why Champ Kelly and Adam Peters cannot be dismissed, because not only do they know Elway, the Broncos front office situation, but they have a pre-existing relationship with Fangio. I had two ex-players.
Wait, hold on. What's Adam Peters' relationship with Fangio?
I believe they crisscrossed in San Francisco briefly.
Okay.
He has some type of crisscrossed at some point. It's certainly, and okay. Kelly worked with Fangio in Chicago.
Right.
I had two players reach out today, separate of everything, saying that Kelly's clearly the guy and he should be the choice. These are players who played for the Broncos, you know, several years ago, but who absolutely love Champ Kelly. Kubiak would be interesting. I just don't, again, it's the work schedule that would concern me with Kubiak. These are, again, 70-hour, 80-hour a week jobs. I just don't think that would be fair to Kubiak to this point in his life and his career. It doesn't make sense to me, and I love Gary Kubiak, but that doesn't make sense. I want a guy who is just hungry and thirsting for this job, that he just, that's all he wants to do is make me, our team better. And again, Adam Peters makes sense. I think it's Dobbs from the Colts makes some sense. Dorsey's a fascinating name, but you've laid it up. Why would he come here? I just don't think it makes sense for him if he's going to dip his feet back into this pool. I think he'd want something with a little more security, more than what looks like might be a couple years.
What does all this mean for Drew Lock?
It's not great for Lock.
That's
because
right.
There were very few bigger advocates in the building than John Elway for Drew Lock.
Right.
And if John Elway were the everyday GM, the chances Lock started in 2021 were probably about 85-90%.
Right.
I think that number has gone down to probably 65 now or 70. I still think he's the favorite to start, but without Elway, you know, involved in the day-to-day operations, it does not help Lock. But Lock's got to get better, and he did. Last seven games, 11 touchdowns, 5 picks. He's made improvement. But can you win with him next year? Is he ready for that? People are forgetting. They went 5-11. They were 6 games out of the playoffs in a 16-game season. I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover. And that's why with Lock not having Elway directly in his corner, it's not great for him, but it doesn't mean he can't win the job.
All right, Troy, we appreciate it. We'll catch you on Denver 7. Thank you, Troy.
You got it, guys. See you.
Denver 7's Troy Rank, brought to you by
Rocks Heating and Air, ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.
I got like 10 million questions for Mount Pelumpa's Peak, by the way.
Nice.
I mean, and the
we'll
vast,
hit them all.
The vast majority of them are actually, as I look at them, about the quarterback situation.
Right,
let's dig into that coming up next.